to death, dropped their stone, the oldest to the youngest, and it was just him and the lady, and Jesus asked the lady, where are your accusers? And she said, I have none. He said, well, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Probably the most refreshing words a sinning soul could ever hear. God saying, neither do I condemn you. But that statement caused the religious leaders to be very unhappy with Jesus. Like, well, who are you to say, go and sin no more? What power do you have? So they've been going back and forth. And Jesus has been telling them the truth. He said earlier in the chapter, look, if you don't believe in me, you will die in your sins. He's like, oh, you know. And in verse 30, if you glance quickly to verse 30 of chapter 8, it says that as he spoke these words, many believed in him because he was not pulling any punches and he told them the truth. So for our text today, we're going to pick it up in verse 31. And we're going to read all the way through chapter 47. So let's read. It says this. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answer him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? By the way, that's a wrong statement. We're going to get to that in a minute. 34, Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. 37, I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. That is a sad statement. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me. A man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God, Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we were not born of fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself. But he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you're not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources. For he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. A very heavy text indeed, especially when that's being told to the holy rollers, religious leaders, people that can quote, you know, the first five books of the Bible back and forth, being told the truth to their face did not, I can guarantee you, sit well with them. But in this text that we just read, there's a word that kept popping up. It was weaved through all our text, and that is the truth. Seven times in the text we just read, the word truth was mentioned. So my message this morning, the title of my message is called The Source of Truth. Truth is something that everyone is looking for today. More so now as we are facing and seeing the effects of AI, artificial intelligence, we no longer believe what we are told or see on our phones or computers. We want to find the truth. Why? Well, voices can be you know, somebody can put words in my mouth and in my image, and they can make me say things in a video that I didn't say. They can take that, pastors and politicians and anybody that's popular. So now we are having to go deeper and find out what was it really said, or was it even said at all. We're looking as a culture, as a world, really, for truth. So Jesus says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Recently, I was voluntold to become the scheduler of this basketball team, teams. I had no choice. And the guy that had been doing it for years had like three sources. He's like, we have emails, we have a spreadsheet, and we have the calendar. I said, okay. And I am lost. I'm watching this thing like, how did he do this? He's like, however, if you're ever in trouble, the calendar is the source of truth. If it's on the calendar, it's going to happen. Don't worry about the emails or the spreadsheet. That doesn't get updated. But if it's on the calendar, people are going to show up there. I'm like, oh, okay, good. I have a place that I can go for the source of truth on this job. So by now, you might be saying, okay, see, Raul, this is when why we want Pastor Bill back. Today is Mother's Day. And I came to church, and I brought my kids, and I for sure thought they were going to hear a message about how kids need to obey, and moms are awesome, and give them a guilt trip, you know. And they only come Christmas and Easter, Resurrection, and Mother's Day is the third one. I mean, like, they're here, and we're going to talk about truth? We are. We are. But let's see what the Lord says to the church. Amen? So let's go. Verse 31. Then Jesus said to those who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you hear that if you know the truth, the truth will make you free, we can then assume that if the truth makes one free, then the lie keeps one captive. I mean, this is just a You just flip it. Jesus, in this text, if you pay close attention, he is addressing those who were new believers, but also there's a shift because then he almost turns to the religious leaders in the middle of the text. He's like, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So to the ones that believe, like, if you abide in me, you'll be my disciples in my word, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. He addressed those religious leaders that were there because, how do we know that? Because they got defensive right away. Because they immediately go like, hey, we're Abraham's children. So they didn't like that. And verse 33 says, they answer him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Actually, they're wrong. They forgot, or their pride did not let them remember that they were in bondage to Egypt. God had to raise Moses, and it was a pretty eventful thing, okay? 40 years. They also forgot that Nebuchadnezzar took him for 30 years in the Babylonian captivity. Daniel and, you know, Shadrach, Meshach. And by the way, at this time, in Jesus' time, who is ruling Jerusalem? Rome! So their pride is like, well, you shall make, oh, we're not in bondage. It's like, you're in denial, bro. Like, for real. You are in bondage even till date. By the way, Jesus wanted to say, he would have been like, you're going to ask permission of Pilate, Pontius Pilate, a Roman, you know, governor, to kill me. So yeah, you are in bondage, but their pride, their defensiveness kicked in. He's like, we are Abraham's children. Then Jesus answered, 34, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And the slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. So they were trusting their lineage, their bloodline to Abraham, as means like, I don't need to be set free. I was born a Christian. My grandma, great, 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 great to the 10th power generation, started this church. Her name is out there in the plaque. You don't tell me I'm not a Christian. I'm a Christian by association. That's what these guys were doing. We got Abraham. We're like under the umbrella. Oh, news for you. It's not going to like it. So pride in their heritage of their country, pride in their own self-righteousness will cause them to be defensive, but also it does that to us too. Oh, don't tell me what to do. I got it wired. Why? Because we are not framed to want to hear the truth when we're acting like donkeys. I have rarely heard somebody say, oh man, I got called out, I feel so good. I was told that I was in sin. That's usually not the case. It's usually like, you should try that with the youth. When I call them out, they go, they don't like that, Sir Raul. Pride. However, truth, as much as it does hurt, is necessary. Hearing the truth will hurt more often than not. However, hearing a lie, when we're not